Chapter 3. Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp, Part 3. Aladdin was delighted with his new life. He felt that everything was perfect. But danger lurked. The magician heard of Aladdin's good fortune.
"That lazy boy," he said, "married to the Sultan's daughter? Surely this must be the magic of the lamp."
He whisked himself back to Persia. He dressed as a poor peddler and carried a few shiny lamps in a basket. As he walked by Aladdin's palace, he shouted,
"New lamps for old!"
Aladdin was out hunting. His wife, the princess, heard the voice from the street.
"We have that ugly old lamp," she thought. "I would gladly trade it for a shiny new one."
She handed Aladdin's lamp to the magician. He handed her a new lamp. The magician hurried away, and later that day he rubbed the lamp. The genie appeared.
"Take Aladdin's palace and all that it contains," commanded the magician. "Set it down in my home of North Africa."
"I hear and I obey," said the genie of the lamp.
The next morning, the Sultan looked out the window. His daughter's palace was gone. So was the princess. He sent his soldiers out and they dragged Aladdin before the Sultan.
"Find my daughter," he stormed. "If you fail, you die."
Poor Aladdin wandered far from the city. He walked beside a river and rubbed his hands, wondering what to do. The genie of the ring appeared once more.
"What do you wish?" asked the genie of the ring.
"Bring back my palace and my beloved wife home to me," begged Aladdin.
"Sadly," said the genie, "I cannot. That duty belongs only to the genie of the lamp."
"Then take me to be with my wife." Poof! Aladdin found himself in Africa. His wife greeted him joyfully. She told him about the peddler and the lamp. When Aladdin heard this, he knew that the magician had used the lamp to work his evil deed. He and his wife made a plan to get the lamp back. The next day, the princess cooked the magician a fine supper. Aladdin kept out of sight. She slipped poison into the magician's cup. One sip was all it took. The magician fell on the floor, dead. Aladdin ran in and found the lamp. The magician had hidden it in his sleeve. Aladdin rubbed the lamp. The monstrous genie appeared.
"What do you wish?" the genie of the lamp thundered.
"Take this palace with all it contains," commanded Aladdin. "Carry it to Persia and set it down beside the Sultan's home."
"I hear and I obey," replied the genie of the lamp.
The palace was lifted up into the air. The next morning, the Sultan arose and looked out the window. He was very happy to see his daughter and her palace once again. He ordered a month of celebrations. From then on, Aladdin lived with the princess in peace, pleasure, and safety. When the old Sultan died, Aladdin took his throne. He ruled justly over all people, rich and poor.